It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. It doesn't take long for it to sort of roll around on a 24-hour cycle. Of course, you'll hear us on iHeartRadio every morning, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And into a Wednesday we go, March the 20th today for 2024. And in just a moment, we are headed off to Queensland. And you might have started to notice some of these temperatures around the country getting a little bit cooler. The Sunshine State has no worries around autumn and winter months that are coming. A proven fact, with more sunshine on our face, the happier we are as humans. Although you don't want the sun damage, is all I would say. Don't get too much of that sunshine on your face, otherwise that is exactly what will happen. And interstate people, aren't they arriving in their numbers into Queensland at the moment, as well as the international migration, which is seeing some of these numbers really expand? So with that in mind, let's right now catch up with Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. And good morning to you, Varsha. First off, how about Brisbane's migration that I just mentioned and the population growth that is affecting property prices at the moment?
Good morning, Craig. Yeah, it's just when I see that, that's just insane to me that how many people are just migrating from interstate to Queensland. There are about 32,255 people from interstate that have just migrated to Queensland just in about past 12 months. And that's just the figure in June 2023. So that's definitely at the peak now. And according to federal government, it suggests that the Queensland population is expected to grow by more than 16% by the time Brisbane will be hosting Olympics Games, which will be in 2032. That means that the Queensland population is set to boom in the coming decades. And there will be about 6 to 8% property price rise in Brisbane in 2024, according to PropTrack and major banks. Now, the median dwelling price for our combined capital cities sits at $757,746, but Brisbane's growth has been very strong, which is $787,217, which surpasses Melbourne's $780,457, which means that Brisbane is just growing faster and faster.
Yes, and those Olympic Games 2032 going to be happening on the 23rd of July through to the 8th of August in 2032. And going back to what I said earlier, no problems with those colder conditions for athletes at that time of the year. All right, let's switch it up a little bit and find out what's been happening in the Brisbane CBD property market and how that is performing currently.
Oh, it's just crazy to see that already. So Brisbane unit prices have gone in the CBD has gone up to 14.5% in growth, and the median unit price is at 582,000, and there are about 824 units that have just recently been sold, and the median days on the market as well, Craig, is just 31 days, which is really good. Again, it comes back to the demand and supply. The demand is still really high. The stock seems to be a little bit low, but it's coming back up on track, especially in Brisbane CBD. So there are about 167 units that have been available in the past month, and there are about 5,351 active buyers just looking to buy in Brisbane CBD. In terms of the growth, it's looking really, really strong.
Yeah, and just coming back to the days on market for units, that's pretty good, isn't it? Because you always expect units to take longer than a house to sell, and that's probably just where the market is at the moment.
100%. And you're very right in saying that. Just because we, like recently, we have just listed a property off market and we already have two buyers for it, and it's off market. We've just been talking to the vendor at this point in time. We've just signed the Form 6, and it's just crazy how the demand is still so high, and that moves the stock fast, and that speaks about how many people are interested, and especially with in like investors, they're just wanting to kind of flip their property in the interstate, sell that, and then just invest in Brisbane, just because of the growth rate that it's just growing so fast. And so that's definitely affecting the median days on the market.
Yeah, that is definitely happening for sure. Some of these investors doing the flicking, as you are suggesting. All right, we are talking to Varsha there in Brisbane, but in just a moment, we are going to switch it up a little bit and take off to the Sunshine Coast. We'll do that next.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Well, there was a little bit of good news, wasn't there? Yesterday afternoon, the RBA decided not to change the cash rate. Hooray!
Yeah, good afternoon. Nice to be here again. And I think there's still some anxiety across the community around these RBA meetings, but they have held the rates today. So there was a little bit of talk from some economists that there might be the chance of a rate increase, but the RBA has held the cash rate at 4.35%. Which was expected, I guess, in the current environment.
Well, so many of these economists, the ones that we talk to as well, some are forecasting that they don't see any more interest rate rises for this year and only going the opposite direction.
I think there's an argument that that's probably the most likely case. The RBA's made it pretty clear they've got no patience for inflation not coming down. So I think they're going to take a cautionary approach to any rate decreases. They're really going to keep an eye on inflation heading in the right direction, which it has been, but it's still well above target. They're going to keep a close eye on the unemployment data. So I think the RBA bias is still towards tightening, still towards holding. It might be later in the year we see a rate fall. But yeah, I think most likely the next change will be a decrease, but that might be at our November meeting as distinct from earlier in the year, given some of the RBA language around inflation and unemployment.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And it is, yes, it is a Real Estate Wednesday today, and we are talking to Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group on the Sunshine Coast and also in Brisbane. And as mentioned, let's go to the Sunshine Coast. And Varsha, what can you tell us in terms of Kings Beach, the property market insights for units there? What is happening?
Again, with Kings Beach, Craig, the units are in high demand because there are more units than the houses there. And we've seen that there's just the median days on the market is just about 39 days and the properties are selling really, really quickly. We will be, there are just a couple of vendors that we are speaking at the moment and we already think that we will be selling it like in a week's time or 2 weeks' time. And again, it comes back to the expectations as well. So if the expectations are realistic, then it moves really, really quickly. And about 146 properties or units especially have been sold in the past 12 months. About 51 units have been available just in the past month, which means there is more stock coming up. Yes, there is still like a shortage of the stock, and especially when it comes to the unit and especially when it comes to Sunny Coast and in Kings Beach, there is a lot of demand from the buyers. So that's why it moves really quickly as well. And there are about 1,778 active buyers just looking to buy in Kings Beach. And the rental yield as well is growing up to 4.5%, which is insane, which is amazing. The property market in Kings Beach and especially the units market in Kings Beach is just really strong.
Now, we've talked about Kings Beach before, and I think if you go back to just the start of the pandemic, suddenly Kings Beach, of course, right throughout the Sunshine Coast, it started to take off. But this was a bit of a sleeper, wasn't it, Kings Beach? And it really has done well over the last 3 years.
Oh, 100%. Kings Beach, the median unit price in Kings Beach before pandemic was like around 450. So if you can see, it has almost gone up to double. And growth in Sunny Coast has grown more than Brisbane in comparison. So definitely King's Beach is one of the hottest when it comes to the suburbs and the growth on the Sunshine Coast. So it's just quite high in demand, again, with the location, with the beach right in front, with the cafes. And it's a tourist destination, basically. A lot of tourists come and visit. So it's a really popular suburb.
Yes, if you go back pre-pandemic, nobody would have been able to predict the Sunshine Coast outperforming Brisbane. Well, last year, I couldn't tell you just how many times that we talked about the Sunshine Coast, and the year before, 2022, we talked about the Sunshine Coast even more. So looking at the growth of the Sunshine Coast in 2024, Varsha, tell us what you are observing and seeing there on the ground regarding pricing and more homes coming to the market.
Yeah, it is expected that the house prices will keep rising in 2024, as we have spoken about it already, but at a slower rate due to interest rates and inflation. The stock levels are low and the demand still seems really high, which has supported the prices. Now, the expectation of slower growth is due to the delayed impact of interest rate increases and the broader economic slowdown, along with the weakening labor market. Now, the state government in December released a planning framework shaping Southeast Queensland for almost 900,000 homes by 2046, which is still far away if you think about it. The plan underpins more affordable and well-located homes in Southeast Queensland as the region prepares for an additional 2.2 million people. If you think about it, that's just amazing how much it's going to grow. The release followed months of consultation with communities, local governments and industry around strategies to deliver more homes in the nation's fastest growing region. Plan includes a commitment to 20% social and affordable housing and well-located units and townhouses. It also includes about 5,000 hectares added to the urban footprint for residential and employment purposes, including at Yandina on the Sunshine Coast.
And Varsha, you got a bit of a quote from the Premier Stephen Miles. What is he telling us?
That the plan would enable real housing supply. Queensland's golden decade of growth means that we need more homes than ever before, he said. And shaping Southeast Queensland is our response to the national housing supply challenge, ensuring we deliver more homes while preserving our region's great lifestyle. It is a blueprint for building nearly 900,000 more homes in the right places. It's not just about more homes, but making sure that it's what Southeast Queenslanders want, strategically located to meet their needs, reduce the costs and increase affordability. There is solution to it as well. Yes, when we think about there are so many people migrating, but there is solution in the making as well. So the government is still thinking about the supply of the homes, and there will be more homes coming. There will be more development. So if you look at the glass half full, then there is a lot of development. There is a lot of development that's going to happen, and Brisbane will be on the global map. And just wanted to end on that note that glass is always half full.
Yes, certainly is when it comes to the Sunshine Coast, when it comes to Brisbane. In fact, when it comes to Queensland, period, it's just growing year on year. All right, thank you for that, Varsha, and enjoy your Tuesday. We look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
This age bracket, you know, 55s plus, it's completely different now. Like, you go back a generation or two, you know, somebody that's 55 is a lot younger in their outview.
Yes. So some places that I went to had that sort of energy around it, and I didn't feel like I was going to fit in there because my kids and I still get rowdy. We play loud music. We've got lots of dogs. We have food. We're outdoors. We're noisy. And I just knew that I just didn't belong in that setting. I'm not ready to quieten down yet. But if you look at the area, there's not a lot of small property. North Shore flourishes with just big old homes. This is a rare find, the place I've got in St. Ives. There's just not a lot of houses like it in the area. They're just traditionally much bigger homes in the Upper North Shore.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.